In other cities, cops are actually committing sexual assaults on duty. So I thank God that this is what passes for a controversy in Austin, Texas. Whether or not he grabbed her by behind, it doesn't matter. It's not relevant. At some point, she knows it's a cop.
Cops in Austin slapped cuffs on a jogger after she ran across the street. She had headphones on and apparently couldn't hear the officers telling her to stop. An eyewitness says the officer grabbed her from behind, which may have startled her.
Ladies' choice. Good cop or bad cop? You decide.
Ultimately, cops threw Amanda Jo Stephen behind bars for failure to identify.
The cop asked her a lawful question that she is lawfully required to answer, and she didn't. That's why she went to jail.
And she got off easy, according to Chief Art Acevedo, who says he would have added resisting arrest to her rap sheet.
You're the man, Chief. That's why you're Chief, Chief.
Well, she got off easier than Kang Wong, who had a bloody encounter with the NYPD after he crossed the street against a red light. Wong doesn't speak much English, and the officers apparently didn't speak Cantonese, so they used the universal language of force when the confused 84-year-old tried to walk away from them.
What you just did was illegal.
But remember, jaywalking crackdowns have absolutely nothing to do with raising revenue. They're all about keeping pedestrians safe.
Safety first.
That's why cops are dishing out $200 tickets in LA and busting 328 illegal walkers in a single day in San Diego for offenses that include entering the street after the don't walk light blinks a tad too long.
Pop quiz. Sign says don't walk, you do what?
And cops in New York are also sticking joggers with summons that could cost up to $1,000.
You know this ticket? This might save your life one day.
What was Peter Shankman's crime? Running in Central Park before 6 a.m.
So why are you out before 6 a.m. anyway? It's suspicious.
Unfortunately, I did it at 4:30 in the morning, and who knew the park is closed?
Maybe cops just hate exercise. The Husky fellows in Austin look like they might. But what's the big deal, right, Chief?
In other cities, cops are actually committing sexual assaults on duty. So I thank God that this is what passes for a controversy in Austin, Texas.
You filming me? You filming me, punk?
I'm sure Austinites are grateful for not being sexually assaulted by your officers, but come on, Chief, don't cops have better things to do?
You're welcome.
According to a recent survey, locals would, shocker, rather have cops spend more time solving violent crimes than writing tickets. Or how about busting car thieves? Car thefts are on the rise, especially in the area where cops arrested the jaywalking jogger.
Hey, J-Jogger, you think you're hot stuff because you're jogging around?
And okay, maybe jaywalking crackdowns do increase safety. Not for pedestrians, but for the cops who are shaking down peaceful people instead of tangling with lowlifes who might actually have guns and knives.
I'm probably saving your life with this ticket.
Follow the show on Twitter, submit your nominees for next month, and check out JC Otero, this month's featured follower.
Thinks it's a big shot? With Twitter in me? Are you Twittering me?
No jaywalking on my watch.